of Highway and Capital Projects Committee. I'm starting my, I believe it's my seventh year as chairman. And my vice chair, Peter Warren. I'd also like to welcome new members of the committee, Fred Blitz and Jim Maloney. All right. You were on this committee once before, back in the day, right? Okay.
Once I can remember.
Okay. So, welcome aboard. And moving right along, has everybody on the committee gotten a chance to look over the minutes from the previous meeting? If so, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as written.
I'll move.
Motion made by Legislator Warren to accept the minutes as written, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
And I will.
And he's hurt because he wasn't here.
He can sign them if
you'd
like.
That's okay. I'll stay. I can't attest to the substance of what's in the minutes because I was not present.
Okay. And Joe, do you have something you want to say?
Yeah. They just went through this. It's January. They just went through this in energy and environment. And the suggestion there was that you could approve as presented.
Okay.
Maybe we should just say as presented.
Okay. All right. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Well, we have 17 resolutions, so it's going to be a busy night. It's the most resolutions I've ever had as a chairman here, so I think maybe the county wants to get everything done in 1 month or the whole year. I don't know. That's what it looks like to me, but we'll spend
we saved some for February.
Yep. We're going to take one resolution out of order. We're going to, instead of starting with resolution number 25, we're going to go to resolution number 7. Amending capital project number 414, New Paul School Repairs, and amending the 2016-2021 capital program, Department of Public Works, Building and Grounds. I'd like to introduce the engineer.
Make a motion for discussion.
Yeah, I want to introduce the engineer for the project.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to introduce the engineer for the project of this repairs. His name is Mr. Valid. And I'll open the floor for discussion.
I'll move for discussion.
Okay. Moved by Peter Warren for discussion, second by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Do you want to make a little presentation first?
Does anybody have specific questions? I know it's an increase over what we had planned for this particular project.
When was the last time that, I mean, it didn't seem like it was all that long ago that there was a problem with the pool and we spent a large sum of money.
Capital project there was 1999.
And what did they do? Didn't they rebuild the pool?
Redid the marplate lighting on the main pool, replaced the pumps and filters.
Right, so they pretty much replaced everything, and now we're doing it again?
No work done on the kiddie pool at that time. You repainted the surface.
Yeah. Well, I can address that. In 1999, the main pool filters were replaced along with the marplate finish. The expected useful life on the sand filters is about 10 to 15 years, you're there. You're useful life. We did do a evaluation of the use of fan filters and the equipment that's in the main pool filter room. It shows a substantial amount of corrosion, and it's time for it to be replaced. Whether you replace them in life and kind, or whether you replace them with something more modern, more efficient, is what we're proposing, but you don't have much time to really hold off. I can't tell you it's going to fail tomorrow, but I can't tell you you're going to have 2 years or 5 years on it either.
By Nature's Earth filters, when did they go to sand?
1999, two 6-foot, 72-inch filters were installed for the main pool. along with 230 horsepower pumps, the same style of piping, and so on. I do have photos of the existing filter room if you wish to look. The county did, I mean, through the funds amounts, you know, maintenance effort, they've lasted as long as they have, but you can only maintain it to a certain point. And we're really reaching that point very, very quickly. Both pumps are heavily corroded. They're kind of in the replacement, probably within a year. The two sand filters are showing signs of corrosion, especially up underneath. Last filter change was about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
So you have about 3 years. Yes.
What are you replacing them with?
We are proposing a regenerative media filter. It's actually a single 48-inch filter instead of 72-inch. It uses a perlite versus sand or diatomaceous earth. Over a 10-year lifespan, we're projecting a water savings just on backwash, going from roughly 1.9 million gallons to 73,000 gallons of water. And that's coming through your two wells. One's 276 feet, the other 352, I think. Plus, that stress is also going on the septic system. This is where all the backwash is being done.
It'll still be a chlorine-based system?
It's still a chlorine-based system, but it's not liquid chlorine-based. It's a chlorine tablet, which, again, increases your efficiency because, you know, on a liquid chlorine system, you lose chlorine efficacy within 3 days. You don't have that loss because with the chlorine tablets, the water being poured, dispensed over the chlorine tablets, you're getting maximum chlorine efficiency at that moment in time. So if you don't need chlorine, you stop putting water on it. So you're not losing, you know, gallons upon gallons of chlorine that's being dumped into a holding tank waiting to be used. Same thing with the pH system. Currently, the pH system is a uric acid liquid form holding tank. We're proposing that you change to a CO2 system, CO2-based system. It's injection of CO2 gas into the pool water.
If there ever any or maybe a pool that large and a beautiful swimming pool, is there any salt?
Salt not as effective on a pool that size.
On that size.
Right. We're talking about going from each. Your sand is good every 10 years. You have to, or less.
Right.
But I expected to collect your sand in 10 years. To do a sand filter change of this magnitude, we're talking about a back truck, we're talking about a lot of labor on the county's part just to remove all the 22,000 pounds of sand and then put 22,000 pounds of sand back in. The regenerative media we're looking at is 93 pounds. So, 25 pound bags.
I'm
sorry?
I swim a lot.
The water quality is also different. The difference between a sand filter is the level of microns it's able to filter at. I don't have the exact number, but sand gets down to a certain level. I don't have the exact numbers. I don't want to mention, but the perlite gets down to even double, half the size. So you're getting better filtration. You're getting better water quality than you would through a sand filter. Liquid chlorine and anything, any liquid with this chlorine or muriatic acid, you have special training. You've got potential for spills, hazardous conditions when regardless of the stream you have, it just happens. Not to mention that to have an effect on the surrounding system. So the ductwork, as evidence, is corroded from the gas and that's just being off-gassed from the holding tank. With the chlorine tablets and the CO2, you don't have that. So you don't have all that other collateral, non-quantifiable, savings for the surrounding equipment, which includes the lawn equipment, all the other items that are stored in that same building along with the filters.
Worker safety is key. It has the liquid chlorine, taking delivery to the liquid chlorine area. They've got bibs, power air, personal respirators. Close is an operation where they're using the capsules.
Legislative agree?
Yeah. This is going to sound like a stupid question in the sense that it's been here for a couple of years, but it just occurs to me because I don't know how often we've had an engineer come and speak, and I just want to understand there's no accusations, I'm just trying to understand. Has this already been bid out? In other words, I'm just confused about professional engineering services is $35,000, and we have an engineer that's not a county employee. What's the chicken and egg? I just really want to understand.
So the first phase of the project did something to that.
But that was a previous resolution.
We were hired by the county to repair the pool shelf, replace the marsite finish on the main pool, replace the epoxy finish on the kiddie pool, and redo the entire filtration system on the kiddie pool. That project was bid at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So we got, we believe their bids, and we'll be evaluating them in the next couple of days. What we're proposing is in addition to, which is a phase two, which is to do the main filters on the main pool. So,
and
the domestic water.
Which is a real problem.
Okay, so this is the 600,000, 600 and whatever it might be. This is just for the filtration system?
No.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Depending which number you're looking at.
Grand total,
$688,000. That number was, it's an error, I believe. Total base was $536,000. And ultimate one is $288,000. So if you add the two of those together, it doesn't come to $636,000.
I think that's without the domestic water. Is that correct? I think that originally I thought Dave had it in three phases, which is the one that was approved back in December whenever the other resolution went through for the original project. And then as the engineers were inspecting, these other issues came to light. The issue of the larger filters, or the new filters for the large pool, and the domestic water system. And that's another thing that was in the photograph, that the domestic water that they're using for showers and for the concession stand and for water fountains or whatever.
I'm trying to understand, though. We're increasing the amount by... We're more than doubling the original amount. The original amount was $500,000. And now all of a sudden we've got $688,000. What is that $688,000 going to be spent on?
Domestic water.
Okay.
Effectively, domestic water replacement of the entire of the system from the wells to the feed line to the bathhouse. And the main pool filters and all equipment controllers.
in the fissures. It's correct. Rather extensive piping.
All of that's being replaced. Yes. Substantial piping.
So you're rebuilding the entire filtration system of the main pool.
Plus
you're running the water for the domestic, for the, I'm assuming you're going to replace the piping for the domestic water as well.
The domestic system is original to 1974.
We're not replacing the entire domestic line. There's an inch and a half line that feeds the bathhouse and the concessions. That line is underground, perfectly fine. What we're doing is replacing everything from the wells. We're re-engineering the system from the wells up through the chlorination system, and then we're tying back into the main feed line to the facility. It's a substantial system. You currently have a 10,000 gallon underground storage tank field. That's original, 1974.
Okay. You're not replacing that?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, you are replacing that?
Okay. All right, so the phones are, phone out there.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that.
Okay.
So everything in the pictures is coming out.
And then the same as original. It's a 10,000 gallon tank. It's original steel. It's corroded extensively. And that's the tank that you use as the domestic.
And the new tank that's going in, is that going to be steel again, or is that going to be
weird
one of
It would be right now we're anticipating a above ground fiberglass tank. And the reason it's above ground is it's easy to maintain, it's easy to clean, and zero problem. It's easy to
indoor or outdoor?
Outdoor.
Do you have a problem with UV or anything?
Nope. The tank should be coated specifically for that.
Okay.
Hey. Legislator Lift.
Just looking at the breakdown, there's nothing in this cost estimate talking about the domestic water. It does talk about the general condition of the dam, all the concrete, and all of those good things. And that does sum up to $536,921.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a price for the alternate to put the diamond break pool finish on.
Right.
And after alternate one add on. And the cost of the base price and the alternate is $835,901, not the $630,000.
No, I'm sorry. The reason $636,000 is because you eliminate the under Section 9, the Marsite finish, the $181,000.
Okay.
So it's $536,921 minus $181,200 plus $271,800 plus 10%. Comes out to $636,581. But this is the part of the project that was bid earlier today. All of this was bid earlier today.
So 636 is what was bid on today?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it's just very confusing how it's reported out here because there's things in here and there's things that are missing.
Okay. So the far side of their diamond bright is one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Legislative Green?
I just want to say the last time I saw corrosion like this was on my tour of Indian Town. It's not related to this bid. I looked at these pictures and had deja
vu. Any other further discussion? Any questions? I'll entertain a motion to move this. Moved by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you,
very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming. Okay, resolution number 25. Amending capital project number 264, Salt Hill School Bridge
bin number, additional delayed design work and preparation of a stormwater pollution prevention plan amended to 2012 capital fund budget, public works, highways, and bridges.
Move for discussion.
Move for discussion by Legislator Warren, second by Legislator Green.
Which is this? Is that the one over on Buckhill Road, or which?
This is by Heritage. The one we're going to do this year.
Okay.
And what happened here was we did the amendment to the contract, which went through the legislature, went through committee, and then was approved. And I failed to increasing the capital project to cover that amendment to the contract. So that's really what this is for. This is an oversight on my part, and I apologize for that, and hopefully I will do that again.
This will be a bond resolution. Yes, sir.
Are we abstaining from any discussion or voting on this resolution as AECOM is a sub on my contract?
All righty.
Do we need a new motion?
Do we need a new motion?
Excuse me,
Jim? Do we need a new motion? Well, we're going with discussion.
Yeah.
If there's any questions, then we'll move it for a vote.
Yeah.
Move it?
Yes, sir.
All right, motion moved by Legislator Maloney for a vote, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. And one exception, Legislator Flint.
This is estimated time.
I'm trying to think now. Oh, I know what's good. We sent a bid package to DOT, and they sent it out with a laundry list of things that they want changed. So Ed was working on that, I know, at the end of last week. So I'm asking them to go back to them, and hopefully it'll be decent turnaround time, and we'll get ahead of the bid. You know, we plan on doing that
this year.
Yeah, in the spring, early summer. This Thruway's state DOT is going to be doing the other bridge on Southland. The Thruway Bridge, at the same time. So there's going to be some road closures, but better to get it out of the way, and hopefully with a little luck. You know, we'll get most of it done on school time. So we'll let you put the impact. We'll see.
In a perfect world, when you ask me to find my place in rebuilding a couple of months.
I think it's like 4 months.
Okay. Resolution number 29, establishing capital project number 460, purchase of Central Auto Vehicles, Department of Public Works, Central Auto. This is to spend $648,904 on new vehicles for various departments throughout the county. On the very last page of this, you'll see the vehicles that they're purchasing and what's leaving and any discussion?
Move it for discussion.
Moved by Legislator Warren for discussion. Seconded by Jim Maloney.
No question.
Legislator Warren.
Going into our green fleet policy.
I don't know the answer to that. Did you have any discussion with Tim on this?
No.
Our green fleet law.
Correct. Right.
It looks like the board is using, aren't they electric vehicles?
There's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's one up further. Ford Fusion Energy, 1, 2, 3, 4. I can find out more if you mean the percentage. Did we meet the percentage?
We're going to meet, meeting the percentage of...
I'll find out.
You know,
I apologize that I don't know that. But
since we spent a lot of time last year.
Right.
So, the price per vehicle, is it?
Yes.
So you have a price.
Everything is here.
A trade one on the Ford Fusion. What's the cost of the
36.
It probably is, but I'd like to make sure.
Well, it says energy on it. Ford Fusion
It is energy, but that doesn't tell me anything.
Right, I don't know.
EcoBoost, Ford Transit.
EcoBoost. I just like to verify it.
I do recall there being four of them.
We discussed it.
Coming up.
No.
So I think this is just implementation, but it's just a discussion.
I'm just trying to make sure we stay within the law that we created.
Yeah, I think, I do think they are, because they're...
$6,000 for a fusion.
Hey,
But the fortuition will take for itself over time.
That's right, it's going to take a long time to take up 13 grand.
No, it's 13 stations.
All right, okay. Yep.
Any other questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it. So moved by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor? Motion carried.
I will make a note, but I'm gonna make a
note.
Yeah,
I
usually
spend
many
minutes. We're on a battery break.
We're on a battery break. You can just write it on here, that's all right.
No, I just didn't sign it.
Okay, that's all right. You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. An eye on it.
Okay. Yes. Resolution number 31, establishing capital project number 464, purchase of highway equipment, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. This is to spend $3,160,000 on heavy equipment, trucks, off of the highway. On the back last sheet, you'll see what's being purchased, the cost, and reason why these vehicles are being replaced. This is kind of house cleaning stuff that we do once a year. Any questions? Discussion? Go ahead.
I just have a quick question. It says I'm looking at the itemized list on the back. There's 289 vehicles, 9 years old.
289, I think, is the vehicle number that it's replacing.
That's the vehicle number.
Right.
Those are vehicle numbers.
Their numbers, not
okay. I'm just saying, maybe I'm reading this wrong.
No.
Okay.
Each vehicle has a number.
And the quantity is one.
Then we're purchasing one. Unit cost, total cost. What it's replacing and the reason why it's being replaced. I must say that the Highway and Bridge Department keeps excellent records on their equipment, trucks, cars, work that's done on them, when they're purchased, how many miles. I mean, it's very, very, very detailed.
Okay.
And even still, we essentially auction them off or...
Yeah, once in a while. Sometimes they're just so bad, man, Joe, it's not even worth, they're not even roadworthy anymore. I mean, municipality is the equipment at the end of their lifespan is pretty much shot. It's rare. Right?
There's all auctions, some of them will bring $200-$300.
Yeah.
Or
might even go for scrap metal.
Yeah.
Okay, a motion made by Legislator Lawrence to move it.
Second
by Legislator Maloney. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried. Establishing capital project number 462, Department of Public Works, fuel tank replacement 2016-2021 capital program, Department of Public Works. This is $125,000 to replace a fuel tank. Excuse me?
There's 10
fuel tanks. Oh, okay.
Are these above ground tanks?
Yes.
Yes.
scattered around or
substation.
Each substation.
Is the concrete double walled or are they the
steel ones too? About how old is the equipment they're replacing? Barry?
No, about 21 years ago.
So some of them have leaked have been patched. Well, a better. Plus the system, the software that Gansboy thing outdated and different includes the new software to track.
And we've got a couple of substations where manual, you know, entries in the logbook.
Yeah.
We're thrilled with the wax guard. If you get close to that, it'll be
one moment. Motion made by Legislator Warren. Seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 35, establishing capital project number 463, reconstruction of various roads in Ocean County Department of Public Works, highways and bridges. I believe this is for the oil. Crack ceiling. Yes, on the final page, those are the roads and the miles that will be done. On the very back page, it tells you the total of 65.4 miles, it lists the names of the roads, and the county numbers that will be done, in 2016 through 2021. Well, these will be done in 2016, correct?
Right, subject to change.
Subject to change. Basic work helps keep the roads together when you can't pave them. And any discussion, Harry?
No.
Do we have a motion on this?
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries.
If I may, quick question. I heard a rumor, so if I wrote this, we're not going to do that with the bridges.
After 17, 18. I think probably the year after the bridges. Depending on if they got the bridges done, they have money left, and the fall was like this fall. I imagine that they would go ahead with it.
Resolution number 45, adopting and issuing a negative declaration under 6 NYCRR Part 617 State Environmental Quality Review Act for CEQA by the Ulster County Legislature for the construction of the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4 Capital Project number 451, Department of Planning.
Second it, third row for discussion.
Discussion?
That is what we did the other night, and what we just discussed in the final committee as well.
Right.
Our New Falls went from Old New Falls Road to South Street on along 299. We have a draft design report, and that has all the environmental files that are on that legislature. And those environmental committee emails on Old New Falls Road. We got a copy of the design report. We did all the archaeological work, we do all the
Legislator Warren moving it for to pass it. Any second? Second by Legislator Maloney. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I sent my email to Jim Lilly a couple minutes ago. She replied, yes, there will be hybrids. They are gas or electric and gas. They're the same vehicles we purchased last year. So the fusions are...
Or electric cars. Resolution number 46, establishing capital project number 464, SUNY Ulster renovation to establish the Pfeiffer Center for Business Innovation and Technology, amending the 2016-2021 capital program, SUNY Ulster. Any discussion?
No, second.
Okay. Anybody here want to speak on it?
Talk about it? Anybody here want to?
This project wasn't in the original. I'm James Catherine, by the way, Deputy Budget Director. This project wasn't in the original capital project budget. We subsequently met with the Union Office of Investment. This project was actually going to be the one that's delivered out of the old Tier 1 building.
Right.
Now it's going to be partially at, mostly at the Union Office of Summit campus.
Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 47, authorizing the chairman of the county legislature to enter into an agreement with the New York State Construction Fund to accept funding through the SUNY 2020 Challenge Grant Program, SUNY Ulster.
Move for discussion.
This is part of the funding for the Pfeiffer Center that allows them to start through the 2020 Challenge Grant Program.
Yeah, any discussion on it? Do you want to move it or
move it?
All right.
So, just a question.
Yes.
We're the conduit, we're the administrator.
We have to, as a sponsor, we have to approve both the project and we have to also approve the funding for the college. The college also has to sign on with 2020 for the Challenge Grant Program, but also we have to sign up as a local sponsor.
Does the money come through the county too?
The money goes directly through the SUNY Ulster. Actually, it's through a consortium of colleges. It's going to go through the consortium of the colleges, which is, I think, Monroe Community College, and then the Boulder, and then it goes directly to the SUNY Ulster.
Okay. For the local.
For the local process. We have to sign off and accept the funding on their
behalf. We're going to have Dennis out there. I'm sure they
know. I'll entertain a motion to move it. Moved by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Another one for over here. They got five. Resolution number 48, establishing capital product number 465, general furniture replacement. Some welfare. New furniture. $150,000. Anybody want to speak on that?
What are we buying?
Furniture.
Story that some of this furniture was supposed to be in the 19th century.
residents for extras in the project. So we moved all our old funds from there. And as we did that, we got a gift back in New York, and the furniture that was possibly used for tax returns. So we reduced it because we got several hundred chairs from that. Was to get the rest of the furniture that we had. And then around the campus, a couple of our labs were losing students and some falling out of seats. The furniture replacement has been put up for a long time, so we're going to bring them up to such speed. Now, two or three labs and the last one.
Any other questions or discussions on this matter? Okay. I'd like to move this. Need a second?
Sure.
Second by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 50, establishing capital project number 466, amending the 2016-2021 capital program gym wall replacement at SUNY Ulster. $113,000. Any questions or concerns?
Exterior wall.
Motion made by Legislator Warren. Second by Jim Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Resolution number 52, establishing capital project number 467, Leach Field Construction, SUNY Ulster. I move for discussion.
A second.
Any discussions, any questions or comments? I have a leach field.
Is anyone failing? I got two leach fields, primary and reserve. This one failed. Well, operated with no backup, and like bankruptcy, today the primary backs up and has more people have enough sanitation fund there.
So this will act as a reserve for the reserve as you utilize it.
It's replacing the reserve in the bid. It's kind of two options: one to take out all the sand and replace the lines, and the other is to put on the two.
But the average flow a day in ballpark, and no one's ever
less than
15,000 a day.
But, you know, we could have a basketball tournament or something.
Right, you could double, triple that in a day. I know, I'm just curious as to what kind of flow is an average day. Kind of off topic, but is there any talk on the water being brought up from Rosendale? Is that still
we're almost there.
Another 3 million. Another 3 million.
Here it comes.
3 miles away. Going right through your backyard.
Maybe. Any more discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
So move.
Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator List. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is carried. Resolution number 54, establishing capital project number 468, construction of the Vanderlyn Pedestrian Bridge. SUNY Ulster. Discussion?
Second.
It comes from Vanderlyn Hall, how does it apply? It actually goes over a moat, which is about 10 foot deep, and the bridge is 15 foot in length. Disintegrated the concrete chipping off. The steel isn't too bad. The concrete's been coming up from all the years from sand putting in there.
So is this to replace that bridge or is it to re-add it?
So it's full replacement.
So it's going to be brand new, everything.
Yes. And it's being closed or it's open? It's open. And I think it was built in the early 70s. So it's been replaced a lot.
Any other discussion?
No, I was just looking because we spend $26,500 for an architect. $40,000 bridge. Did we look into any other? I mean, are we just going to go out with RFPs now, or what? We have done the preliminary engineering.
Oh, you have already.
Well, it's just the starting structure of what we need to replace. We had a couple of options.
How much was that?
Because we just, you know, we were just at a trade show type thing up in Albany, and there's companies that have solutions, and there's others that, as part of the bridges, the new design work, you can save $26,000.
We looked there too. We're not saying that that's the amount we're going to spend. We just budget that amount. I do think it's possible to use the town which could do it for us. Because usually they go out and buy it from a company that prefab sections for it. It could be prefab.
Mm-hmm. How long is it about?
About 6 feet. About
7 feet long?
Compared to what?
It's not a huge
main in the front. But it's you know, steel IVs with concrete, horse concrete, glass on top.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
You know, it could be built by the same company the county uses today, which is a lot of options.
But you could go with, I don't know, I'm saying contact only because they were at this show we were at. I mean, they'll go from them with an architecturally designed structure that would be like 15
feet long. Bridge, or a bridge.
Designer, consultant, or an architect to do the design, and then you put that out as part of the RFP. In this case, if you went and solicited people to come in and give you alternate solutions, you save them $30,000.
Is there a way of working with a bid to go either way?
I don't know who does the bids do.
No.
We don't do their bids or RFPs for the college.
You had discussions with them about doing something?
Yeah, we've been going on all of these projects. So we've been in discussions with Mark Ryder on exactly how to kind of execute. So the next step for this will be, you know, developing kind of the bid and everything to make sure that we're...
I'm not sure that you can do design build, which is what we're talking about earlier.
It's really not even design build,
but you could just
do something close to it. You could basically say that what you could end up trying to do is do something where you have a limited amount of design, because you know you're going to prefabricate a bridge. You can have a limited amount of design.
Actually, since it's the college, what they would do is call up several companies, they come and look at it, they give them a proposal, so they're buying a bridge.
Right.
And then we take the brand new Rolls crane that we just bought tonight, and it counters them over and sets it and takes all the structure and things out of place.
That's a novel thought.
And so now it's a $50,000 version instead of $175,000. I can get you. I know where you're going. Yes, they are. And that'd be perfect.
We want one.
The what?
The section of the existing Tappan Zee Bridge.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Bring it in, set it down, go
on. Bring up that in.
What year was that?
Way over designed. We'll start taking them off in probably May of 2017. Well, in all reality, we're going to take two panels off in probably about 5 weeks, but we got to come back every day.
When you move the zipper, okay.
Yep. The panels are 12 foot 6 inches and 14 feet 4 inches by 50 feet.
They already told us. You know, seriously, if there is a way to save money by rewording the bid, it might be, you know, that's what you're suggesting, and you know way more about this.
I don't want to belabor the meeting, but we were having a conversation the other night. There's a national park or state park out in Iowa, and that's exactly what the Nolte people went out there. People looked at it. And they designed and built the bridge. They're going to ship it out there, and then the Parks Department's going to set the bridge in place, and it's really the cheapest way to go.
And actually, when you put your RFPs out, I imagine, so that's, I think that that's the beauty of an RFP, is this is what we want to accomplish. How would you do it, and how much would it cost?
Right.
So if it goes out to the right people, you're going to get those kinds of...
Your RFP goes out when do you, the design.
When do you need this by?
The design bird is going to be shifted to the sky, right?
Anyway, is there any further discussion? I think what Nana Joe's looking for at this stage of the game, is there another avenue that could be taken to reduce this cost for you? Is that what you're...
Yeah, well, based on what Legislator Lips has been saying, is there a way to adjust the bidding process so that... I'm going to call it design bid, even if that's not exactly the correct term, but that those could be combined and end up spending that savings.
How many is it, the abutment that leads up to it, 3 feet behind that has settled in, the concrete stays with the walkway settled, so would it take that up, pull that in, but at all? There is some other dimension that would. But we'll try to get it done in the best way possible.
Well, I have a quick question. How did you come up with this amount if you don't have an RFP that's already done?
We had the study done by Veneer and Larry, so it's a structural components of the bridge, because we might have had to close it and not use it. So they went through that. They looked at options with bridges, prefab bridges, design build. We've got all those possibilities. There's no bid out yet. We can get that in. There are several options we can use.
Okay. Yes. All right. Without any further discussion, I'll ask for a motion to move this. Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 56, amending the 2016-2021 capital improvement program establishing capital project number 469 water supply extension project to public water system, the SUNY Ulster. I'll move to discussion.
I'll move it.
I just want to say that I know that in the community, that represents this community, there was a lot of objection to on-site, on-campus housing, and, you know, the sense of the community for the people that live right around the college is they want things left the way they are. And so I'm going to hear about it if this water supply extension is a step in that direction. So I just really want to understand, because this is a vote that people will be watching carefully in my opinion.
The county has declared itself the agency with respect to the state problem according to that. All the discussions that did at the environmental review really indicates the amount of water it can take, the amount of water that we can take, not allowed to pressure form based on the needs of the college and currently existing. And allowing for the fact that if they do have these buildings, they're going to have some additional needs relative to fire safety. But it's clear that within the environmental work that we're going to produce, the legislature has to approve that there would not be a provision performed under this particular capital budget.
So, Dennis, then, it's safe to say that this water extension that you are asking for is solely due to what's existing there?
And much needed.
And much needed
as well.
All right. I'll move it.
It's either 8 or 10 inches. The line itself is 30 inches, and that's mainly because of the distance it has to travel. The college will be what they call an out-of-district user for the water thing. We also have worked with the Department of Transportation for the replacement bridge in High Falls, so that we can put this new line on that bridge. The line will be on that bridge. As part of that design work, it will be there to for the foundation, so the piers that are just lined through the piers, and actually install some sleeve spores on the side where we have to cross the road, so we don't have to really dig up the road or bore the road. So we work with that. But
size one, with people that are within the district, and now the district is being extended, we'll be able to hook on.
It's actually sized, I think, large enough so that, and it's designed so that there's a pump station that could be installed so that in the future, should the Stone Ridge area of Stone Ridge want water supply, the pipe would be large enough to essentially provide water to Stone Ridge. We are not going to address that situation relative to the state problem of Congress. You actually have that discussion with the elected officials out there. It would complicate the environmental review. But in the future, if the community decides to form a water supply district out here, the line would be sufficient to allow that to occur.
I mean, it's proven now, because if you have fixed costs on the line, you know, the only additional cost is upsizing the size of the pipe, and that's really right. Cheap.
That's smart move.
Yeah. I'll make a motion.
Legislative Green, do you have anything?
Yeah,
go ahead.
And that's your request to understand
where the line is going,
so the relationship to the High Falls Water District.
It's right on the end. It starts, we connect it right on the side of the bridge, High Falls, and we run 213 to hit Lucas Avenue.
Yeah.
Lucas Avenue to Lakehead Road to a private company, property owner, and then the private property owner knows you that it's discussed with the
You really are for the meeting.
Is there any pump stations? No, it's gravity to the collars, but there's a provision for a pump station that's designed in case there's a need for the stone ridge road. A pump station would be installed for that particular portion. Should that happen, if there's no need for the collars, I understand which line is gravity flows or not. I think we should point out right now we're the only hydrants in town, so whenever there's a fire, we can lose 50,000 gallons of water in the middle of the night before fires are open the next day.
Right.
Well, it would be nice if someone else had a hydrant.
Yeah, right. Sure. Okay, I'll move this. Second. Second by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much for coming. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an interim municipal agreement with the Village of New Paltz for the replacement of the water line currently on the Carmine Liberta Bridge, Department of Public Works. Replacement of that.
Much like
final answer.
Are we doing that for you also?
Yeah.
We just approved that.
Yep.
This is why
we
moved
it off the bridge so they can put the new bridge in. Right. Right. And then put it back. And this agreement is going to just setting out who's doing what and acknowledging that there's part of a grant that was set aside for this particular part of the project.
$30,000 or something like that. And then anything above that amount, the village is going to reimburse. If there's other questions, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
So
moved. Moved by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 75, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an amendment to contract blah, 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 with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection to allow DPW to continue winter maintenance around the Shokan Reservoir to April 1st, 2016 in exchange for reimbursement of the cost by the New York City Department of Public Works.
I'll move for discussion.
Move for discussion.
Can you just tell me a little bit about that? Is that in-kind services? Are they actually paying us?
They pay us. We bill them quarterly. And we bill that according to New York State equipment rates for all the trucks and plows, and we bill them for the materials, and we bill them for our manpower. And we've been doing it for 5 years. We've been doing it for longer than that, but the last contract ran out at the end of June, so sometime in the early part of June, I started talking to this fellow up in Chandler, or wherever he is, West Raleigh, and asking him, what are we going to do about this? Because, you know, it's going to take a while. It's New York City. So nothing happened. I kept calling, and I finally got one of the girls over here on Smith Avenue that I interacted with in contract management. And all of a sudden, I got this document to extend the one we have. So because I said to them, you know, we've been lucky this winter, but we need something on paper so that we can do this. And so we got this document, and since they're paying us, of course, we have to sign it first. But it extends the current agreement through April 1st. And they also, by the way, keep give us 10% on top of all of our... Everything gets marked up 10%.
Well, the other question is, what do we get approximately? What type of revenue do we actually take in?
Well, we budgeted $125,000 for this season. The original contract that they gave us was for $1.6 million. They had set aside $338,000 a year for us to do. I think they had plans, and the way the contract was worded, maybe that we were going to mow and fix their rails and stuff like that, which we do not do.
Just
all we do is winter.
Plowing is handy.
Yes.
Fix puddles?
No.
Yeah. Plow snow?
Yes.
And so it never, that's why there's so much money left in the contract. I think over the 5 years, it's been around $500,000 altogether. So we budgeted, you know, 1.25 for this year.
So that's what this is about. It's extended for 276 days, and their thinking is by then we'll have a new contract ready. I doubt it, but I'm not happy with the 276 days, so we get reimbursed for this year.
Okay, if there's no more questions, I'll entertain a motion to move it. Do you have anything?
No, I have a question.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Lawrence. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And this last resolution is resolution number 77. It's just for the bonding for resolution number 25, the Salt Hill School Bridge. All right, motion made by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Open motion carries.
Now, this is also went to the first one.
25, yes.
This is the construction funding from the state of New York.
You do need it. You can figure out that bridge.
Yep.
In the center of the road. Good. It's got to be lying straight down.
But this is
the actual construction, correct?
Yes.
Right. This is the authorizing the chairman to send
it. Matter who's designing it.
Oh, I see where you're going. Okay. All righty. Listen, I want to thank everybody for being so quick with this. We got through this very well. Like I said, I think most of this is just what I call house cleaning work that has to be done. I am a little concerned about the one resolution about the cost of that bridge at the college. Wow, I mean, I'm not an engineer, but I know enough about, since this seems like it's a lot of money for 15 feet long and 20 feet wide, $150,000. I hope that's
prevailing wage.
Probably prevailing wage, yeah. Maybe they can come up with something along the way. That seems steep to me. Right.
Well, sure, what happened with the county being able to do, you think?
See, that's the
cost.
For
this year, we're
yeah, that was, I thought that was high.
The Carmine-Liberta.
Carmine-Liberta Bridge is good.
We've got the Bailey Bridge coming back in the spring.
Is there any old business that anybody would like to discuss?
If I may, just again, thank you. Great job on the bike ride, Sweet Meadows.
Legislator
tested the first right out of the box. There was a big rain, and the water went right up to the top. A big wall.
Legislator Green, you had something? Old business?
I just want to ask or express my interest in continuing to be the representative to the climate.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure the process that I've been serving on that. I've been chairing it for 2 years, and whenever the grid was 2 years ago or a year ago.
I'm fine.
And I would like to continue, and the two legislative representatives for either from energy and environment and public works. So I'm just letting folks know, and then I'll check with Vicki about the process.
Okay. Any new business?
Let's release.
Much like representatives from the county, I attended the New York State County Superintendents Association meeting, and we got some good news. The governor is giving some money to. We're not sure how they're going to do it through CHIPS, the CHIPS equation or whatever, but for areas of the state that have particular problems in flooding areas or whatever, it's going to be $1 billion over the next 5 years. So,
$500,000 a year.
But in any case,
right? It's $500 million for painting and $500 million. Right, but over 5 years.
But anyway, it doesn't make a difference. but it looks like there may be some additional funding coming to the county for
it.
And it may be competitive, so we should probably try to get ahead of the curve and look at areas in the county that we have problems with flooding or bridges that have issues when it floods. One that jumps off my head is the flats out in New Paltz. They get closed at least once a year. I don't know what we could do there, but when we have an event where it rises 6 feet, that's not going to help. But you know, there are events where it rises 2 feet and raising the road, so maybe you increase, say, the road being open 50% more than what it normally is. So,
The other thing I would say is we just did have a Warren Culverts. I think we had 149 culverts inspected, and we have a report, and like a priority list, so that'll come in handy if that money does materialize. Right, and if those are in flood-prone areas, they would move up the list.
So I think it would be good if the county got ahead of the curve and got some of that information got started so that when all of a sudden we hear that they're going to increase the funding and if it's competitive, we should jump on the wagon as fast as we can.
There might be another project right here we might be able to get some money for. The culverts?
We'll talk about that later.
They might come in March to talk. Or
I spoke to Joe about it.
Yeah.
Well, same thing. That was a 6 foot.
Okay. Yeah.
Flood.
Right. Right.
I just want to thank you because Carolyn Hulse has been in touch with me about the. Yeah, we're going to move on this, and I think you're going to come to us sometime in March. I just got to get with Sue and Joe first to see if it would be better for that group to come meet with our committee, or would it be better for them to simply meet with Sue and Joe, because it's a good-sized issue, and it would probably take up three-quarters of a committee meeting. So I'll get with Sue and Joe and see what we figure the best. But I did promise them that we're going to try to get with them and try to resolve that.
And I think you have been in touch with, or somebody has been.
Well, we did go down. There was some, you know, there was one log, like logging.
Yes.
But they cleared that.
Okay.
The problem is that the body of water, is that the wall kill?
Yes.
Yeah, is even with the swamp.
Okay.
So when the when it rains, there's no place for the water to go.
Right, equalization pipe at that point in time.
Exactly, and that's exactly, and that's why, and Joe said that road floods in four stages.
Wow.
So I don't, he knows about it,
and
he can talk about
it. Time, so time. We're looking like maybe March, once we get going. And,
from what I can understand, it really is a serious problem in terms of people have run through it, not realizing how flooded that water was, and what happens is apparently a neighbor comes and helps rescue, so a lot of times it doesn't even get reported to emergency response.
Right.
And one way or another, but she was very pleased. She didn't feel neglected or...
Not at all. Oh, no. Right.
So I just want to give you that feedback.
Well, I think we went there the day she sent the photos.
Yeah.
We went there that day or the next day.
Yeah.
And as I said, we... removed some debris from there, but
I wonder. Under new business, this first Thursday of each month at 6 o'clock. And I met at 6:30.
6 o'clock.
Is 6 o'clock good to you, Herb?
I'll try.
And well, if it's not, let us know because we can keep it at 6:30. I mean, you know, it's so. All right, and you be coming from Albany.
Well, I do what I can.
Okay, so
it's better for you at 6:30, it'd be better for me. I mean,
it's better for me at 6:30 because I don't...
Well, then why don't we, I don't want to press you guys flying down here, so 6:30 is good for me. Yeah, sometimes you're flying, that's not good. So we'll continue with the 6:30. This way everybody's pretty much accommodated. All right. And Herb, I welcome you again on this committee because I know you bring a wealth of knowledge being in the bridge and road business, and you're going to be a big asset. I'm glad to have you here. And Joe?
Anything you want to add on here?
I'm just looking at the calendar to try to understand. Public Works is at 6:30, and then it says immediately following is economic development.
Only in February.
Oh, that's just for February.
Okay. And we'll be by ourselves that night when we get on the roll.
Okay. And energy and environment is not the same night anymore.
Right. All right. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved
by Legislator Warren.
Good night, everybody.
Legislator Maloney, all in favor.
Good job. Good job.
We've got a lot done for I was pushing the panic button. I was like,
maybe take this live and everybody.